I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. An all-campus forum yesterday at Connecticut College drew roughly 1,000 students. The campus is locked in a heated debate over the nature of a philosophy professor's Facebook post and whether or not it was racist. And, as I report, the controversy has unearthed a long-standing tension. Professor Andrew Pessin posted a Facebook message last year wherein he referred to the situation in Gaza as, quote, a rabid pit bull chained in a cage that, when set free, quote, comes roaring, bounding out, snarling, going for the throat. Months later, a student found the post and told him it offended her. He has since publicly apologized and removed the post. But many students say the language he used was hate-filled and dehumanizing, which is often cited as a precursor to violence. College senior Ayla Zural Friedland started a petition on change.org requesting the college to condemn hate speech.
Our main goal is simply for the college to make a statement saying that they do not condone any form of hate speech, discriminatory language, or racism from any member of the community.
College president Catherine Bergeron declined to make such a statement, despite public condemnation coming from at least 9 faculty departments. Here's Bergeron after the campus forum.
I stand by the right of all people to speak freely and to say freely their opinions. That is the inalienable right that our institutions must stand for.
Pessin, who is on medical leave until the end of the year, claims that the movement is not about campus life and free speech, but an effort to defame him because of his pro-Israel opinions.
This was, in my opinion, it certainly feels to me as an absolute deliberate setup. It feels like an orchestrated campaign.
Many students disagree. Here's Zural Friedland.
Our main concern is that we don't want this to be a debate about Israel and Palestine. We want it to be a discussion about the way that we can and cannot talk about race with one another and engage with the administration.
The college hopes to hire someone to tackle these complex issues full time. David DeRoche, WNPR News.